Lecture 43, The Holocaust.
In December of 1941, German troops were deep inside the Soviet Union. On December 5th, 6th, as we've seen, the Soviets launched a surprise counterattack against the Germans, which halted the Blitzkrieg offensive in the Soviet Union. Then, several days later, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor and the Japanese attack on European colonial possessions in Southeast Asia and the South Pacific would radically alter the nature of what was now the Second World War. But another sort of war was going on simultaneously, a war of great ideological import, a murderous conflict, a war against the Jews. The National Socialist regime, as we've seen, had at the core of its ideology a rabid racial dynamic, anti-Semitism, which had moved through several different phases inside of Germany. The war would radically change the nature of National Socialist policies and escalate National Socialist violence onto a massive and murderous scale. The invasion of Poland had put Germany in control of Europe's largest Jewish population. Deportation of Jews from the Polish areas that were to be annexed to Germany outright were made into the newly created Government General of Poland, a Nazi puppet state, largely to be used as a dumping ground for Jews, Poles, and other so-called undesirables from areas that Germany intended to annex into the Grossdeutsches Reich. Ghettos were created in Poland for the Jewish population, and the regime, the National Socialist regime, began considering a series of options about what to do. The Jewish population of Germany represented 0.5% of the population. Now, with this enormous Jewish population of Poland, and of course with the invasion of the Soviet Union, yet more, the Germans considered, the National Socialist regime had to consider other options. The regime continued to speak in terms of finding a, quote, solution to the Jewish question in Europe, close quote. Among the options that the National Socialist leadership considered in 1940 and into 1941 was ghettoization, the idea of rounding up the Jews of Poland and Eastern Europe, all of those areas brought under Nazi domination, and placing them in ghettos, to transport other Jews from Western Europe, all over Nazi-dominated Europe, Hitler will hope to create a new order. So the transport of Jews to ghettos in the East, this was one option that was considered. It initially seemed to be the option favored by Hitler, but at some point in late 1940, he seems to have lost interest in this particular option. The other was concentration camps. The concentration camp system inside of Germany, which was used almost exclusively for political prisoners, might be used for the collection of Jews and other undesirables, or to create a whole new system of concentration camps somewhere in the East, in Poland, in the Government General. The idea of using concentration camps inside of Germany for Jews was never really seriously considered by the regime. The Jewish population now was largely in the East, and if concentration camps were to be used, then the camps would be created, new constructions, somewhere in, probably in Poland. The regime also considered what came to be known as the Jewish Reservation Plan, the idea of creating a string of reservations, such as existed in the United States for Native Americans. This idea was talked about at various points, the assumption being, of course, that the Germans would drive successfully deep into the Soviet Union would collapse, and then it would be possible to create this series of reservations. The regime also considered, and considered very seriously, what came to be known as the Madagascar Plan, the idea of collecting Europe's Jews and then transporting them, first by rail and then by ship, to the French colony of Madagascar off the southeast coast of Africa.